USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has pledged American support to the Middle East region on Saturday before he began his return to Washington, putting a cap on a four-day trip to Saudi Arabia. The president met individually with the leaders of Iraq, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Jordan. His meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Friday is still being talked about.
I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it. I made my view crystal clear.
The president said he made it clear he thought the prince was responsible for the murder of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi. The prince denies any role in the killing. The president also talked with the Middle East leaders about drilling for more oil to lower gas prices. He's hopeful on that front. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.